hello, and thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration. We would like to bless you in the name of Jesus and hope that you're getting blessed by your fellowship with the Word of God through this Daily Inspiration line. I'd like to ask you a question. Should we be like Jesus, or is it our job to serve the Lord Jesus? And if you answered to be like Jesus, you were right. And if you answered to serve the Lord Jesus, serving personally, you're right too. We're supposed to do both. And I'd just like to look at a few scriptures and a few thoughts about being like Jesus, imitating Jesus. We are to be Jesus to this world. And also that in all our actions and daily work, as we serve those in the world and we love those in the world and we help those in the world, that we are actually not just being like Jesus, but we're actually ministering to Jesus himself. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 25 first. We're going to look at serving Jesus, serving him personally. Now, we know there was a woman here in the book of Matthew in chapter 26 is where I want to go. Chapter 26 of Matthew says, and when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box, made of very precious ointment. This was an alabaster box containing a very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. When his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? This ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always with you. For in that she hath poured out this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Now this woman did something more than just serving her neighbor to show she served Jesus. She went to Jesus herself, and she gave him her most valued possession. This was a very expensive and costly ointment, the disciples discussed. And I think if we look at this alabaster box, I don't know much. I can only tell you what I've read. You know, alabaster meaning white, probably made of something like marble or something like that. No doubt it was decorated. It was fancy. It was carved. There was something, you know, the shape, the size was kind of interesting. And, you know, I don't know how much it was valued at, but it was obvious enough to get their attention that this was almost a waste, and this woman gave it away. She broke the box. From what I understand, you could not get these ointments out of these things without, like, breaking the box. And so, therefore, she poured it out. She gave it to Jesus. It was a sweet smell. It was something of, you know, a great perfume, a great cost. And she gave it to Jesus to show her love and respect and appreciation for him. And Jesus even said it was done for memorial. And he said in verse 13, wherever the gospel's preached in the whole world, what she did is going to be spoken of as a memorial. And as I'm speaking it and reading it, she's being remembered again for her service, her kind service. It says in another place that if we give a cup of cold water away, you know, that we're serving in the name of Jesus that way. So we see that that this woman did minister directly to the needs of Jesus. We know that Mary and Martha also served Jesus. We know of a story of a woman, you know, washing his feet with her tears and wiping them with the hair of her head. Now we're going to read in Matthew 25. That's the story of the sheep and the goats. And they're at the conclusion when Jesus said, you know, I was a hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Verse 35 of 25 in Matthew. I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. And the righteous is going to say, when? We didn't see you. They're basically saying, when did we see you hungry and feed thee and thirsty and give you drink? You know, they're like thinking, you're the creator. You could make anything you need. But he said, the king is going to answer in verse 40, it says. And he's going to say, as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. So we see the entrance to heaven was given to those who had served Jesus. And the way they served Jesus was they went and they visited the sick. They went and they visited the prison. They went and they fed the hungry. They clothed the naked. They took in the strangers. They were serving man. They were loving neighbor as self. And Jesus said, no, they were loving me. They were serving me. So that's an awesome thought, that we can serve Jesus. And then the Bible tells us that we are to be like Jesus. And it says in Ephesians 5, chapter 1, verse 1, I should say, Ephesians 5, 1, be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, walk in love, as Christ also had loved us, and had given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. So here it tells you to be a follower of God. This word, Paul used it back in Corinthians where he said, follow me as I follow Christ. It's a word that means to duplicate, to imitate, to mimic. The word in the Greek is almost the same word in the English as mimic. It's like mimetes. And it's an imitator, a mimic of the way someone would talk, they would act, and just copy them. You know, people, they say imitation is the greatest form of compliment. Even if somebody's a little bit making fun of you, but they're imitating you, they won't forget you, they're remembering you, you made an impact on them. Jesus wants us to imitate him in everything he did, everything he said, to be like Jesus. When people meet us, we should remind them of Jesus for our love, our patience, our compassion, our giving, our serving, our caring. Everything about us should duplicate and imitate the Lord Jesus. We are to be followers of Jesus. Jesus said, follow me, imitate me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow him all the way. You're never going to be sorry. If you put your trust and follow Jesus, you're going to fulfill what God said to do, to be like him, to be an imitator of Jesus. And the most authentic imitation of something is to have him in you. So have the Spirit of God living in you. Imitate Jesus. That is not I, but Christ. As Galatians 2 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. To imitate Christ is to have Christ in you. To serve Christ is to serve man. To give, to help the weak, the poor. It says when you lend to the Lord, when you lend to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and that which you've given, he shall repay. God bless your day. Thank you for your interest, and may Jesus bless you.